Good morning, New Hampshire. And our network of News Talk stations is going to kick off with one of the major newsmakers of the day here and nationally. He is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis back on. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H. Governor, thanks for being here. Busy Thursday for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We got into New Hampshire late last night from Iowa, and we've got four stops throughout the day, and we're looking forward to doing it. And we understand it's an important part of the process, and we're happy to do it.
Well, you brought some Florida weather. We're going to be near 90 today.
I'll tell you what, when I was here a month or two ago, it was also unseasonably warm. And then I got out this morning, I'm like, man, am I in Tallahassee or am I up in New Hampshire? So I'm happy to do my part.
Governor DeSantis, you know, one thing that, again, the national media won't focus on a lot, you're one of the very few, if only, major candidates running that I'm aware of for president right now who's a veteran. We talked about that the last time you were on your show. You also expressed about a week or so ago, you have real concerns about our military today. What are they?
Well, you're right. I am the only veteran running, and if elected president, I'd be the first veteran who served in a war since 1988 to be elected president. And I think a lot of veterans really appreciate that, and I think we've gotten a lot of support from veterans. But I think what we've seen in the military is they've lost their focus. They've indulged in some of the politicization, things like DEI, some of the politics that you see going in. That has caused, I think, a hemorrhaging in recruiting. Recruiting is lower today than in the height of the Iraq War. When I was serving over there in Fallujah and those places, it was a total disaster, and yet people were still volunteering to serve knowing they'd get sent to Iraq. Now they're not willing to do it as much. I think another thing that's really hurt morale is how the military penalized people over the COVID vax. I mean, you had Navy SEALs who had recovered from COVID and had natural immunity, who did not want to take it, and they were made the choice, either do something that you just disagree with or leave the service. Some of them left the service. So as president, on day one, you're commander-in-chief. You have the ability to right all those wrongs. And so we'll rip out all the politics in the military on day one. We'll refocus on mission. I guarantee you, you'll see recruiting increase as a result of that. And then, two, we're going to welcome back the people that were discriminated against based on this COVID vax. I think it was irrational that it was done. We'll give them their job back. We'll give them back pay. And I think that will increase morale as well.
Governor, you mentioned COVID in that discussion. I remember that well. It seems that the whole virus did emanate from that lab in Wuhan. And a lot of people, no one's really done anything about that. And I don't think China really cares what they do to their own people in terms of weaponizing a virus. But if elected president, should we be doing something if the virus did come from that lab and it was intentional?
We need a reckoning on all of that. Yes, of course it came from the lab. They were trying to cover that up. Social media companies would take your post down if you said that. Corporate media was trying to cover that up. We know it emanated from the Wuhan lab as a result of gain-of-function research that went wrong. And so that's something that we have to face, and that's something that we need to have accountability for. We also need accountability for the federal government's overall approach to COVID. It was a disaster. The lockdown policies did way more harm than good. Closing schools in parts of the country for over a year, that was devastating to these kids. When Biden came in, he tried to impose the COVID vax mandate, saying you can't work unless you take this shot, even though many people had already recovered from COVID. And here's why we need a reckoning and accountability, because if we don't do that, then this will happen again. I think these entrenched elites, they think they did nothing wrong. They think these policies were successful. They were not successful, and I think I'm the only candidate that would really deliver the type of reckoning that needs to happen so that we're protected against this in the future.
Governor Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire, I want to talk about your stops. Busy day here last night. Thanks for joining us to kick off Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H. The debt deal, you've commented somewhat on it, but Speaker McCarthy, now that this has gone through the House and it's on to the Senate, do you think Speaker McCarthy did a good job in getting this debt deal done and through or not?
This debt deal is not going to change the trajectory of our country. And, you know, I think it's typical Washington where they'll rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. But ultimately, we're not solving the fundamental issues. I mean, think about what the deal does. It actually greenlights $4 trillion in additional debt within the next 2 years, less than 2 years. And it basically gives Biden a blank check all the way through the end of his first term. It locks in the levels of spending that were really elevated due to COVID. which are not sustainable levels of spending. And even something like the IRS agents, the 87,000 new IRS agents that pretty much every Republican right. and independent in America opposed, they're only reducing that by 2%. So I think it's a bad deal. I would not support the deal. But here's one of the issues with this, and this is just the fact. The Republican Party has developed a culture of losing in recent years. We should have 55 Republican senators right now. Instead, we have 49 Republican senators. Is that because we've lost so many competitive Senate elections over the last three cycles? If you had 55 Republican senators, mm-hmm. you may have been able to get a deal that would have been very, very meaningful. And so I think part of the reason why it's been a disappointment is because Republicans have lost a lot of these key races. We got to stop that culture of losing. We need to win again.
You know, you mentioned, well, a few things. I want to talk about former President Donald Trump just for a moment. He's been, since you were on my show last, you said pretty much, Governor DeSantis, that based on all the attacks he's making against you, it's clear that you're the one he's worried about here who can win this nomination. And he continues. Former President Trump yesterday was criticizing your name. He's nicknamed you, saying he did a release yesterday, actually commenting on, like, fixated on your last name, whether it's DeSantis, DeSantis, DeSanctis. He keeps coming at you. What's your reaction to attacks like that, even on your name? Do you think that's sort of beneath the former president, or is that what you expect?
I think it's so petty. I think it's so juvenile. I don't think that's what voters want. And honestly, I think that his conduct, which he's been doing for years now, I think that's one of the reasons he's not in the White House now, because I think he alienated too many voters for things that really don't matter. So I don't get in the gutter on any of that. Now, look, we do have substantive differences, and I think President Trump did a lot of great things, and I still give him credit for the great things he did. But he's attacking me on policy where we have a disagreement, and I'm the one that's in the right on this. For example, he's saying Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York handled COVID better than Florida did under my leadership. And yet people fled Cuomo's lockdowns mm-hmm. to come to Florida by the tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands. Florida boomed as a result of being one of the nation's foremost freedom zones. We fought Trump's own administration to make sure our kids could be in school mm-hmm. and our businesses could be open. And so he's attacking me, siding with Andrew Cuomo in New York over me. I think that's a huge mistake. He's also attacked me for opposing an immigration amnesty bill that he tried to push through when he was in Congress. And that's true. It was a 2 million amnesty for illegal aliens. I opposed that because I was upholding America First principles. He ran in 2016 saying that he would oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. And then he came in 2018 and he tried to ram it through. So I think that the substance, people want to see the substantive mm-hmm. debate. I think that's totally legitimate. But the juvenile name calling and all that stuff, that's not the way I roll. And here's the thing. No governor was bolder on policy and accomplishments than I was in Florida. And yet I won almost 60% of the vote right. In a swing state. You don't do that by alienating people. You do that by attracting people who want to share your vision and appreciate the accomplishments and the results that you've delivered for them. So I don't care what they say about me in terms of name calling. Although, you know, I would say he needs to call me a winner because we've won in Florida over and over again. I don't care about any of that, but I think it is a distraction. And I think it turns off the voters. How are we going to be able to win independent voters in New Hampshire and other key states if we're going to be engaged in that type of back and forth? I think the voters are sick of it. I think they want to hear about the problems right. facing the country and how you can deliver results for them.
Let you go on this one, Governor DeSantis. You just referenced President Joe Biden once in talking about the debt deal. I just want to ask you this. In the past, you've mentioned that some of these investigations by justice departments, even against former President Trump, one of your opponents in this race, are sometimes weaponizing, politicizing these justice departments. Do you think the same is true in the other way with Hunter Biden? Because the Justice Department and others have been looking at these cases for years now, and yet we don't hear any, never comes to fruition. Do you think it's because his father's the former vice president and president, or do you think there are real concerns there?
I think if Hunter Biden were a Republican, he would have been in jail years ago. We have a two-tier justice system right now where the people that are connected to the elites in D.C., They get to live under a different set of rules than other people, particularly people who are in conservative elements of the country. I mean, if you're somebody who's a Christian or you're somebody who's pro-Second Amendment, you know, you're going to come under more difficult scrutiny. And yes, I think how the FBI and these intelligence agencies treated President Trump with the Russia collusion, you know, I thought it was one of the grossest abuses of power that I've ever witnessed. And I was a guy coming into Congress years ago as an Iraq veteran. I had worked with CIA. I had worked with FBI as a prosecutor, federal prosecutor. I had a high regard for all those agencies. And to see how that power was abused to try to kneecap his administration was a huge, huge wake-up call for a lot of us. And we need to clean house. And so I've already said, on day one of my administration, you get a new FBI director. You're going to get an attorney general appointed that's got backbone, that's going to hold people accountable and really take out the politicization that has seeped into all these agencies. We're going to have more to say on that, but just suffice it to say, we're going in day one spitting nails because we know it's a huge problem.
Governor DeSantis, generous your time. Thank you. Have a great day in New Hampshire. I know you have many, many stops. Enjoy them. Beautiful day. You brought the Florida weather here, and thank you for continued support of our veterans and troops. Thank you, Governor.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Back on Good Morning New Hampshire right after this.